Previously on Kevin's Cryptids.
Well, now we're down to pocket change.
Crypto classifieds for jobs, services, and personals.
Around these parts, we call him Chaska McNasty. Chaska has a bounty of $1,000 on his head, dead or alive.
Oh, wake up and smell the fluffernutter, Taylor. You gotta prove that you have what it takes. It's time you show me what you're made of.
Can I interest you in a lemon party?
We still need money. So...
Don't look at me like that.
Ugh, I can't believe you let him take pictures of your feet in that Sasquatch costume.
Do you hear that?
What's that sound?
Master, Kevin,
I feel funny.
Kevin!
Log, June 22nd, 11:58 a.m. Wow, I can't believe I'm just now updating this. It's actually the first time we stopped moving since Kevin's van, HQ, blew up. And we're standing outside of a Greyhound station right now, waiting for our bus to California. Our only option is to get to Ocean and expose the truth about Discovery. Look, I don't care what Kevin says. It wasn't Vern, it wasn't Chasquatch. It was Discovery that blew up our van, and that just means they're close.
Good morning, everyone. We are now boarding for bus 182 for Los Angeles, California. Please have your tickets ready before entering the bus.
Get out of the way.
What's the point of a line if everyone's gonna cut?
Tay, these are Greyhound people. They're locals on the transit scene. You don't just get to pick your seat first time off. You gotta get in with the community. It takes a long time to be accepted by these people. They hate pedal pushers like us. Lucky for you, I've paid my dues in the gray area. This is where I was before HQ. These are my people. Just watch. Sup, fellow hound dogs? It's me, Kevin Big Bark Weathers. Ho, ho!
Who is that?
I used to be younger. Man. HQ had me out of the Greyhound scene for a while. I don't know anyone here anymore. It's a whole new generation of losers.
Just get your ticket ready.
Tickets, gentlemen. Please.
Here you go.
Oh yeah. Usual suspects. Bunch of part-timers.
Kevin, that's so offensive.
Oh no, they know what I mean. Hey, old man with the bleached hair. When was the last time you worked?
Shit.
Shit, I know how it is.
Just sit down.
Good morning, passengers, and a special good morning to some. We're about to begin our journey to Los Angeles. Just need to make sure everyone's seated and ready to go with items properly stored and all electronics turned off until we've reached a cruising speed.
Man, what the hell? No puns about our destination?
Boo!
HQ was so much cooler than him.
Hey, this is a public space. It's not your van or WeirdoCon. We actually have to mind other people here.
Fine. I gotta keep busy. Let me do what I do best and localize myself.
No! You've already brought enough attention to us. Please, just sit down.
Hey, Kevin's gonna Kev. Ahoy hoy, my fellow G-Rider. Looks like we're in this one together. Name's Kevin. I like to get to know everyone in my sector before each ride.
I'm Diane. It's very nice to meet you, Kevin.
Likewise, Diane. So, what's your final destination?
Same as yours, I suppose. Same as everyone on this bus. You see. You all see.
Why won't you sit? The whole bus is watching you.
Great, Diane. Got the whole bus staring at us. Ugh. Good talk, though. Wish it was me that blew up instead of HQ.
Yeah, me too. But for some reason, HQ wanted you to live, so now it's up to us to see this through.
I had all my fast food soda cups in there, though. Now I'm gonna have to pay for it again. Do you know how long that collection took? Free soda for life. Gone in a second.
But you have to put things in perspective. We are on the final leg in our quest for justice.
I know a thing or two about justice. Problem is, outcome's not always what you expect.
No one gives a fuck.
Can my bestie and I please go back to our conversation? I'm trying to grieve.
May justice find you swiftly.
You too, pal.
It appears as if a pack of dust devils kicked up by a storm ahead is blocking our way. I've been advised by my overlord, I mean supervisor, to wait for an escort from the National Park Service.
I don't know how an escort is going to help us out. We need to keep moving. Discovery's got to be hot on our tail.
Oh, God. The National Park Service? I used to work for those assholes. Ugh. This is the worst day of my life. It's like this asshole bus driver doesn't even care. Come to think of it, this whole asshole bus has been acting weird.
I've been thinking the exact same thing. Let's go outside and get some fresh air. They're staring again.
Good call getting off the bus. My Kevdar was going bonkers.
I didn't want to sound paranoid, but that driver, ugh, he was watching us like a hawk.
He's still watching us through the window.
Hello, boy.
What seems to be the problem here, y'all? It looks like your hound is on its last leg.
Nope. Just waiting on some no-nuts park rangers to guide us through the storm up ahead.
Wait. Y'all stopped here in the middle of nowhere? Because of a little breeze out there in the distance? So where y'all headed? California, yeah?
Yes, and the sooner we can get back on the road, the better.
My team and me have a game out there tomorrow. Headed out right now. And we happen to have two extra seats on our bus right there. Your boy's butts wanting to do some filling?
Maybe?
Bravo, young sir. But that won't be necessary. They aren't going anywhere.
Well, aren't you the creepiest little bus driver I ever did meet?
As driver of their bus, I'm in charge of their well-being. Don't you boys trust me?
We trust you. But we have to get moving. You don't understand the situation.
Oh, I understand it perfectly well. Social hour is over. Get back on the bus! Ugh!
Whoa, don't know what came over me. But y'all should definitely get on our bus before them nasty park rangers show up looking for an explanation.
Does your jacket say Globetrotters? Oh, gee, you don't need to tell me twice. Let's ride!
Oh, man, gone in 60 seconds. Classic.
I'll get you, my pretties!
Welcome to the magical world of Globetrotter. Very glad we spotted you two in time. Who knows what that freaky bus driver might have done to y'all. Let me introduce you to the boys.
Please do, sir. It's always been my dream to meet athletes so fine-tuned that they never lose a game.
Your dream, huh?
That's a hell of a dream, son. So, driving this hunk of metal is my man, Albert Wheels DeMarco.
Hey, man.
Most loyal bus driver I ever did meet. And over here in our kitchen, we got my man, Flight Time.
Yo.
And next to him, we got my man, Cheese.
Hey.
And over there, we got my main men, Buckets and Hammer.
Hey, man.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting us tag along.
Mr. Buckets, it is just an honor to meet you.
And over here in the lounge, we got the man himself, Dragon.
Hey there.
This is my man, Thunder. Mm-hmm. And let me introduce you to the boys, Slip, Lip, and Dizzy.
Yo.
Oh, the old Slip and Lip. I'll never forget that game-winning full-court alley-oop you guys had against the Washington Generals.
Back there in the bunks, we got Bull, Ace, Highlight, and Handles.
Nice
hey,
to meet
what's
you.
Up?
As for me, I'm Eugene Too Tall Smalls, second longest active Globetrotter, 25 years strong. But allow me to introduce you to the longest-serving Globetrotter and occupier of this here master suite, Chief All Day.
Come on back and have a seat, fellas. We go a long way to California.
Thank you for being so generous. I know all this traveling must be hard, and we appreciate your help.
Make that a double shot of thank you. I feel like I should be happier about all this. But all I can think about is how lost we are. I'm sorry. I don't mean to unload on you, Mr. All Day.
Oh, don't worry about it, young blood. We all face hardships. Each of us is struggling against his or her own constant waterfall of shit. Just the daily downpour of shit that each of us endures.
Exactly. So what's the point? Why keep fighting?
Because nobody wants to drown in shit, and people are watching you. You have to succeed.
You know, Mr. Alday, I see where you're coming from, but I really don't think you can relate. I mean, you've never even lost a game.
Sorry about him. No one ever told him you were just an entertainment act. Not to talk down on what you do, though. I mean, it's very impressive.
Oh, it's all good, my man. Most of our fans don't know the difference either. Sometimes it's hard to see the shitstorm when you're in the middle of it.
But was this always your end goal, or did you ever want to, like, join the NBA?
Did you pull that question out of I suck at interviewing 101? Jesus. So, Mr. Alday, what's it like to be a Globetrotter?
Boy, that's nice of you to ask. But I'm an old man now. My stories, they're just shit from the past. How about I have the team answer a few of your questions?
How did you all know you wanted to be Globetrotters? Was there more to it than just the fame?
You see, Kevin, being a Globetrotter, it's not just about the beautiful women or the piles of money underneath our pillows. More than the Scooby-Doo memorabilia, dinners at the White House, choosing the American Idol. It's not just about knowing who really killed Kennedy. There's a lot of hard work involved. This life, it isn't for everyone. But you know what?
The Globetrotter life is life for me. I dribble through my legs as I shoot the three. I get free hot dogs, so I'm never hungry. That's why the Globetrotter life is life for me.
Globetrotter, 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 yeah. Globetrotter, 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 yeah.
The Globetrotter life is a life for me. I do front flip dunks off a trampoline. My name is Buckus, Buckus, call me Kobe. That's why the Globetrotter life is a life for me.
Globetrotter, 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 yeah. Globetrotter, 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 yeah. The Globetrotter life is a life for me. I attack like a shark in the deep blue sea. My arms are longer than a chimpanzee. That's why the Globetrotter life is a life for me.
Can the Globetrotter life be the life for me? I'll kick a field goal and have it count for a three.
Kevin, I don't think you know what that means.
Taylor, wait your turn. It's my time to sing.
Globetrotter, 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 yeah. Globetrotter, 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 yeah.
The Globetrotter life is the life for me. It's been my dream since puberty. The guys on this bus show camaraderie. That's why the Globetrotter life is the life for me.
Globetrotter, 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 yeah.
What the hell's going on up there? You better hope it's someone trying to run us off the road. We're in the middle of our show.
I call you Chief. The least you could do is call me Wheels. Some asshole park ranger just sideswiped right into us. They want us to pull over.
Lose these motherfuckers and earn yourself the name Wheels.
You got it, Chief.
Way too tall. You must have done a number on that bus driver to get these rangers so riled up.
Nothing but serve him up a basketball sandwich. Shit, I do worse with the refs every game.
Eugene, you damn well know what they after. Slip, lip, clear the basketballs from the bathroom. Make sure there's enough room to fit our two new friends in there. We can't keep going forever, so we got to hide you both.
That would be the first place they check if we get pulled over.
Not if I tell him old Hammer dropped a log so stinky and make your eyeballs pop out.
That'd be impressive. Oh man, I'm beginning to doubt the Chief. I mean, could a poo really make someone's eyes pop out? Oh shit, what?
We're stopping.
Oh man, we're screwed, dudes. They got the whole damn road blocked off. That's the biggest spike strip I've ever seen.
Move aside, Albert. Now just stay quiet, boys. If the rangers get close, I'll deflect.
Knock, 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 Globetrotters. Knack, knack, knack.
Holy shit, Chief. This crazy son of a bitch is waving a shotgun at me.
Open the fucking door, Globetrotters. Don't make me huff and puff and blow this whole place down.
Let him in, Albert. And remain calm. I'll be in the back if you need me.
Exciting little chase we had back there. Thank goodness you finally decided to stop, dude.
I'm sorry about that. I wasn't sure what was going on, man.
Oh, so you were scared, huh? That's okay. Because if I knew I was harboring fugitives and got caught, I'd be pretty fucking scared right now, too. Hey, come on, sweetheart. So, Globetrotters, word around town is that you've been pretty naughty today. Taking something or someone who doesn't belong to you. But I'm a fair man, and I can forgive just as long as you gentlemen help me out a bit. I'm here looking for two fugitives, some of the nastiest SOBs out there. And trust me, you boys don't want anything to fucking do with these two. So why don't you just do yourselves a favor and hand them over to me. And I'll be on my way. No questions asked, dude.
Hey, man! You can't just crash in our bus and force your way out.
What's going on here?
Fuck, man!
Cut it out! Don't turn me into the bad guy here. Like I said, we could keep this peaceful. Do what I ask, and no one else gets hurt, okay?
Look here, sir. We're not looking for any trouble. We're just a basketball team, globetrotting our way around this here country. Bring smiles to kids of all races. Little Chinese smiles, little Mexican smiles, a couple Filipino smiles. But you know, the globetrotter life isn't for everyone. There's a lot of hard work involved. Boom!
Motherfucker, just shot a hole in the ceiling!
Fuck!
I'm not here to listen to your fucking fruitcake songs, Globetrotters. For the last fucking time, where is Kevin Weathers and Taylor Hunt?
Not on this bus.
I will shoot you in the goddamn head if you don't tell me. 3, 2...
Oscar, that's enough.
Chief all day. Pleasure to see you again. You're all lucky. Your leader just saved you from getting your brains blown out. Chief, I thought you knew better than this. Always sticking your nose where it doesn't belong. Tsk, tsk. What am I gonna do with you?
How about you stop by paying for the damages you did to our bus? I'm assuming it's gonna cost the MPS a shitload.
Chief, why are you playing games? Come on, bro. Where are you hiding the boys?
I don't know what you're talking about, Oscar. There's no one here but a bunch of scared basketball players. You really need to do all this?
I guess I don't. But I want to.
No.
Ah, man.
Motherfucker just shot a hole in the cheek.
Everyone, fucking freeze. I will shoot the first son of a bitch that breathes. Kevin Weathers!
What do we do? Just let me do the talking. One moment.
Yes? We're just Turd and Nerd, the gay Globetrotters, on a cross-country ass-eating trip where we eat each other's asses in as many states as possible. This is state number 5 for us. Is there a problem?
Oh my god.
Yo, you see, Oscar? It's just Turd and Nerd doing what they do best. I wish they could shoot a 3-pointer like they could eat ass.
Amen, Chief. Amen. So, like Mr. Allday was saying, you're good to go. Now, if you'll excuse me, Nerd's getting hungry back there.
Nice try, Egg Beaters. For when the small one doesn't look like he eats any sort of ass. Plus, I know you guys' faces better than I know Sweet Caroline. You're coming with me. Come on. You dudes are in a lot of trouble. There will be prices to pay.
I'm going, jeez. What exactly did we do?
Shut your fucking mouth. No one said you could ask questions.
The hell we won't. Smoke bomb! Shit. I'm all out of smoke bombs. I shouldn't have used them for all my scary stories.
Fucking smoke bomb? Stupid motherfucker. Get your ass in the car.
Okay.
Kevin, don't give up. You need to expose the truth. More will come to hell.
Shut your fucking mouth, Chief. We'll deal with you later.
Next time on Kevin's Cryptids.
If you're listening to this, I'm afraid it may be too late. Kevin and I are locked in a cell in a secured facility.
Who the fuck said you could talk?
Don't go planning any sort of escape now, because if you do, that's going to make me real angry.
I wouldn't anger her. I've seen her punch a moose in the face for standing in the middle of the road. It died instantly.
Alvin? Alvin!
Kevin, these people are batshit crazy.
Check out kevinscryptids.com for more information on the episode you just heard. And help us build the Kev Army by telling a friend. Don't forget to leave us a review, ya bish.